are there people here that are here to comment on any of these other endorsements that we have lined up? Which ones, sir? Sleeping Giant and...
Jersey, Mount Haven Edition, and Patterson Dash.
Is Jay Erickson coming over for Sleeping Giant?
He's supposed to be here, I'll show him.
I'm wondering if...
Kudoba just walked in.
I'm wondering if we, are you gentlemen planning on sticking around?
If I have to.
For the rest of the, but you don't need to. I mean, we can take you out of order, and then we're going to go to lunch, and you guys can all go home. I hate to miss Jay, though, but he can show up and comment on something else, I guess, if he wants. Is that all right with the commission? Let's jump these out of order since we have some people here to participate. And why don't we, your pleasure, Ken.
All right, so the next one actually is in order that Mike is here to talk to, and that's the Garrity WMA Stumptown Edition in Region 2. So what this is, again, is an endorsement for an acquisition. This would be a fee title acquisition of 600 acres of habitat adjoining the Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area just outside of Anaconda in Deer Lodge County. This would add 600 additional acres to the current 6,700-acre Garrity Mountain Wildlife Management Area. It's an important piece of property in the sense that it helps connect the lower elevation to the upper elevations of the Wildlife Management Area. It's also been subdivided and is for sale, so it's kind of at a critical juncture in terms of threat. It provides important game habitat for deer and elk, as well as 0.7 of a mile of Warm Springs Creek, which provides fishing opportunity, as well as provides habitat for Wesso cutthroat and bull trout. The acquisition then would also go with public ownership, provide recreational access to the area that we would probably lose if it got developed. This is a project that it is on the market. Elk Foundation has stepped in to kind of hold it with some, put some dollars down to hold it, and is willing to work with us on help and fund it. It's also a good potential for natural resource damage program funding and the conservation trust funding. So there's already support for it, both financially as well as politically. So we're looking to for you to endorse it. With that, we would go through a MEPA and a public process, and then this one, because it's an acquisition, would also go to the land board. So with that, happy to answer any questions, and we have Region 2 staff here that are familiar with it as well that can answer questions.
Do you have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the commission endorse the proposal to negotiate acquisition of the Stumpton addition to the Garrity Mountain WMA and complete associated analysis.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and jump right to a comment from the public.
Chairman, commissioners, good morning, good afternoon. I'm Mike Mueller with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, land program manager right out here out of Missoula, and thank you for just the interest in this project, and we're really excited about it, obviously. But very briefly, we continue to build on an incredible partnership with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Since our inception in 1984, we've completed nearly 1,100 projects at the value of $187 million, conserving and enhancing 850,000 acres of habitat. And what's really impressive is secured access and improved access to nearly 300,000 acres. And that is really important today. Boy, opening up that public access. This project also really caught our attention, and I first of all want to compliment Region 2, Randy and his staff, Tori and Julie and all the folks. They're such professionals, so great to work with. They make my job so enjoyable. So, Chairman and Commissioners, we have a willing landowner that reached out to the Elk Foundation on this project some time ago, and as Ken said, there are already lots for sale. And some of those lots have been kind of carved out already to let them go ahead and get rid of those and get a little bit more value of the property. But we, with discussions, finding out how important this was, and since he approached the Elk Foundation. You know, our business model with and our partnership with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks over the last 10, 15 years, when a property comes up to next to one of our great WMAs, boy, that's what we really pay attention to, concerning the integrity of those WMAs. So this had a lot of threat. You heard Ken talk about the habitat. Boy, when we were on the property, we saw 80 or so elk in the uplands there laying on the property. Just a great, great property. Location is everything when you look at the map here. This property and opportunity was so important to us, and there was so much threat. The Elk Foundation did establish a purchase option for the property at appraised value of $1.74 million. We had an appraisal done, and we also had to put $25,000 down to hold this property. So we took some risk, and we also pledged $100,000 total towards it, and we even raised $75,000 from the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Conservation Trust, and Mitch King is here with them. But we want to also express the understanding that we do realize that we move quickly, and we in no way want to get ahead of the commission and the state process on this. Elk Foundation just has a history of doing these things, and we're taking the risk, but this just had all the great ingredients for a great, great project and partnership here. We reached out for some, and we think the public support on this project is going to be amazing. The Elk Foundation had discussions with some local wildlife clubs there, and we didn't even ask for a vote, and they unanimously supported the project. There must have been 50 of them in the room. So there's going to be huge support for this project. It's going to open up public access to 600 acres. There's also a pretty good road that goes through it, Stumptown Road, I think it is. And then it's got 0.7 miles of warm springs there that can provide fishing access and public access there and into the rest of our WMA. And the last thing I'll say is, we have a long history with you on this project, and I think it's moved along, and we don't remember it. And this is also why we are so interested in this area. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, the watershed project was completed. It was 32,500 acres where the Elk Foundation, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Forest Service, NRDP teamed up to buy from YT Timber, Ron Yonke, if any of you remember that name, all this land, and 9,000 acres total, I think, went to Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to establish the Garrity Wildlife Management Area. So are we going to jump in and take care of this area? You bet we are. And another, I think, 9,000 acres or so went to the Forest Service. Don't quote me on that. But a big part of it went to the Forest Service. Big part of it went to Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, a historic project. And everybody still remembers that. So anyway, great public support, great public access project, and please consider endorsing this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, again, I'm Nick Chivok with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and right off the bat, we really have to thank the Elk Foundation for stepping in on this project. I think we don't have to say that the threat of subdivision is there. It's pretty pressing on this one, and I think that's very apparent. With lots for sale that were for sale. But this is a great example of how these individual parcels can have a much larger impact at times on wildlife and habitat. So, again, let's just move forward and get this project done. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, again, for the record, Clayton Elliott, Montana Trout Unlimited, just wanted to, again, add the fish voice here and say that this is an important parcel. And a lot of the broader work that we've been doing in the Upper Clark Fork on reclamation and restoration of the fishery resource there, this is not only a good opportunity for public access for fishing opportunities, but really in protecting the integrity of that Upper Clark Fork Basin and restoring the integrity. So we fully support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the regions out there? Any further comments here in Missoula? Any discussion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, the only question I had was there were several lots in the northwest corner of the parcel that are that will remain on the market then? I wasn't clear on that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, and I'll try, and Mike can help me too. My understanding is there's a road that kind of separates a couple of the lots from the rest of the parcel, and it was the ones on the other side of the road that we said those could go because that road kind of makes a nice barrier for management and that, and let them go. But you guys have more to add?
No, that's accurate.
Do you foresee any conflicts or difficulties with having a bunch of people living right amidst the project?
Right, you know, there's always potential for that, but if we had those two lots, then there'd be people next to that one. So the road kind of at least makes a good boundary that people understand and get. So I think it makes sense. And then that way the owner can get a little more money for that and more willing to accept the praise price for what's left.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to thank all the parties involved for getting together and working with this, and also the landowner for coming to visit with you guys. So thank you.
Yes. Okay, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And, you know, I don't want to create any artificial urgency because each of these projects deserves full time, and if we try to do that. So let's go ahead and stand in recess till 1,
okay.
And then we'll come in and pick everything up. I apologize, but I want to have time on you, especially Everson and the Giants.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah,
you lost your...